This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle markets?
Our cattle markets saw mixed trading today, Leslie. We saw early upside that was unable to hold. We went lower and for the second straight session made new lows for the week, and we closed negative today. Now, as far as fresh news, hard to come by. 133, 134 pretty much takes care of the cash that we saw take place this week. We saw at mid-morning our choice box beef down 35 cents. Selects were down a dollar. Had a total movement of 61 loads. Saw cattle kill come in at 104,000 head. And just a reminder, there will be no trading on Monday, so the livestock markets will resume trading Tuesday morning at 9:05. On the close today, Feb cattle 17 lower, April live cattle down 40, March feeders 22 lower, May feeders down 55, and April lean hogs were 92 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hey neighbor, now's the time to be making plans to be a part of this year's Texoma Cattlemen's Conference being put on by the Noble Foundation Friday, February 26th at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event, the cattle industry, evolving through innovation and technology. An all-day cattle conference that'll help you get ready for 2016 and beyond in the beef cattle business. For more information, go to noble.org/ag events or call them 580-224-6375.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Tom, what are the traders watching right now in the grains?
Well, Liz, I think the biggest thing they was watching today was trying to get out ahead of the three-day weekend, because volume just started dwindling as the day went along. It was a quiet day. We did see Egypt buy wheat from Romania, only one cargo, 60,000 metric tons worth. They canceled two tenders last week, so this is the first we'd seen them buy any wheat since the 21st of January. But when you get past that, it was a very quiet day. Like I said, three-day weekend ahead. The grain markets will not resume trading till Monday evening at 7 o'clock. On the close today, March and July KC wheat were a quarter of a penny higher each. March Chicago wheat down 0.75 cents. March corn down 1.5 cents. July corn down 1.25 cents. March soybeans closed 0.75 cents lower, with July beans down 1.25 cents. And March cotton 48 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with our market analysis for the Radio Oklahoma Network.